of these potentially severe, packing damaging winds, hail, and even an isolated tornado can't be ruled out.
Airports in Dallas and Houston are seeing delays and cancellations as the rain comes down.
I am nervous about that. It's storming in Houston, so we'll see.
Many are venturing out to the shopping malls on this day after Christmas. Retail analyst Bert Flickinger says sales are up 3.8% in some areas.
In retail, anything that's food-related is doing well. Anything that's not necessary for now is doing less well.
Israel has been launching airstrikes in Yemen in retaliation for Houthi attacks. Reporter Linda Gradstein has the latest from Jerusalem.
Dozens of planes participated in the Israeli strikes on ports and infrastructure in Yemen, including at the main international airport, after days of threats from Israeli leaders. The Iran-backed Houthi regime has increased attacks on Israel, including four ballistic missiles in the past week. Israeli officials say the strikes will continue and will target Houthi leaders.
If you're having trouble with your ChatGPT, it's not you, it's them. CBS's Michael Toscano has the latest.
For the second time this month, ChatGPT and Sora stopped functioning for many users this afternoon. OpenAI says its app is, quote, experiencing glitches for some. The company blames high error rates on an upstream provider and says they're working on it.
A man accused of attempting to assassinate President-elect Donald Trump in South Florida will not be tried until September of next year. Ryan Ruth's attorneys say they need more time to mount their case, likely to center around an insanity defense. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson weighs in.
An insanity defense is not a typical defense, and that takes some time. You need to get all of the evidence, and you need to get expert testimony here.
Ryan Ruth has pleaded not guilty. You have another chance to win Mega Millions now that no one drew the winning ticket. These folks already have their tickets for tomorrow's drawing.
Everyone has a dream where, hey, if I win, what am I going to do with all the money?
If I win, I'm buying people out. I'm buying businesses. I'm buying up blocks. I'm buying an island.
And he probably could afford it, too, since the jackpot is more than $1 billion. The odds of winning, not great, but certainly much greater if you actually buy a ticket. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. First responders in Racine County made a water rescue yesterday with wildlife preserved. Several deer are rescued by the Tishigan Fire Department after falling through the ice in Waterford Christmas morning. After getting saved, the deer rested for about 30 minutes before walking back into the woods. We're waiting to hear more about funeral arrangements for former Wisconsin State Senator George Petak. Petak was known for his pivotal vote to fund the Milwaukee Brewers Stadium. His move led to a recall from office. A hit and run on Christmas Eve in Waukesha County killed a 40-year-old tow truck driver from Chicago. A suspect eventually turned himself in after police got an anonymous tip. A vigil was held last night to honor Hussein Farhat's memory. And the Racine County tree sale is still on. The program allows people to order low-cost trees and native prairie seeds at a discount. Pickups are scheduled for April at the Racine County Fairgrounds. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks at home tonight in Milwaukee against the Nets. The Bucks are 16-12, 10-4 at home, heading in the right direction. Bobby Portis credits head coach Doc Rivers for the turnaround.
Sometimes when you have a coach that instills confidence in you, it's easy to go out there and play. I played on teams where the coach don't want you to shoot. You know, sometimes you have coaches that have different philosophies and different ways of coaching, and I think his way of coaching kind of instills confidence.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking some time off. Their next game is on New Year's Eve. Marquette ranked 8th in the nation. They don't face another ranked team until after January when they host number 11th ranked UConn in Milwaukee. NFL, the Packers holding practice preparing for Minnesota on Sunday. And in college football, a report says the Badgers are losing running back Tawi Walker to the transfer portal. Walker led the team in rushing with 864 yards and 10 touchdowns. Receiver Will Pauling accepting an offer from Notre Dame. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory for low visibilities through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, foggy, drizzle, and lows in the low 40s tonight. Cloudy with rain developing tomorrow, continuing through tomorrow night. A high in the mid 40s. mostly cloudy on Saturday, high upper 40s. It's 42 right now.
WRJN, he's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making
Beatles, Nowhere Man, WRJN. By the way, if you want to check out a movie about John Lennon, it's called Nowhere Boy. I believe it's on Amazon Prime Video, if I'm not mistaken. It's a biopic of the early years of John Lennon, his life as a teenager in 1950s Liverpool. It's about his early relationships with his mother, his aunt, his uncle, and meeting Paul McCartney for the first time. And it's all about the beginnings of his musical career. It's called Nowhere Boy. And again, I believe it's on Amazon Prime Video.
Feeling small. From Radio Park to Racine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. My friend Robin's here. I hope you had a nice Christmas.
Oh, I had a wonderful Christmas. Good. How about you?
Yeah, very nice. Although, I saw something rather disturbing.
Oh, no. Do tell.
I saw Santa.
Oh, how can that be disturbing?
Well, I think Santa's burned out.
Oh, you think?
I think he's been working very, very hard. And I think he was burned out this year.
Where'd you see him? In a local bar?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You mm-hmm, know me. Mm-hmm. That's where I like to hang out.
Yeah, of course, especially in Christmas.
But here are some of the signs that I noticed that Santa is burned out. He was wearing sweatpants instead of the red suit.
Well, duh, that's in style now. They're called joggers.
He only said ho once.
I'm not going to even comment.
He only gave gift cards this year. Nothing else.
He was just smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He only checked his list once this year.
Oh, okay.
You got to check it twice.
Twice, yeah. Find out who's naughty or nice.
That's right. He only delivered to the odd-numbered houses, so.
Those even people are SOL.
And, of course, the biggest sign of all that Santa was burned out this year, he hired Kurt Russell to fill in.
Oh, gosh. He is the sexiest Santa. I love watching those Christmas miracles. Oh, my God. I mean, the first one. I was hoping they'd make a third one this year.
Oh, my gosh. He is so sexy.
Woo, Kurt.
Remember when Kurt Russell used to be a Disney star?
Yeah, he was a little kid. Yeah, just
all those Disney movies. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas.
Best role ever.
All right. There's my friend Robin. It's Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA-branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company. Auto Club Insurance Association and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Head to the Lanes on 20, the ultimate spot to bowl, dine, and unwind. Take advantage of daily open bowling specials, great for all ages. After you strike up the fun, stop by Angry Brothers Pub for fantastic food and drink specials during football, basketball, and hockey games. Plus, they have the ideal kickoff to your weekend with the Friday Fish Fry.
Yes!
Planning a holiday gathering or a birthday bash? The Lanes on 20 has choice dates and the perfect setup for your party. The fun rolls all year long at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Do you know or work with kids who have special healthcare needs? Help them live their best lives. Contact Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network. Our specialists will connect you with services in your area. Wisconsin Wayfinder is free and confidential. Call 877-947-2929 or visit dhs.wi.gov/wiscway. Connect today. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
With local news twice an hour, Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., we are Racine's source for local news and now timeless hits. Join us every day to stay up to date. Join us online at WRJN.com for up-to-date news or join our news podcasts, also available at WRJN.com. Local news, it's part of our commitment to Racine. WRJN.
Around with hearts, hastening at my call.
But when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool. Oh yeah.
She told me how she cared for me and that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool. Gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Poor little fool. I was a fool. Oh yeah.
Poor little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool.
Local news, Timeless, and it's WRJN. Heading out tonight or tomorrow, might want to think about an umbrella. There is a 20% chance of rain tonight and a low of 40. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a high of 45, and again, a chance of rain mostly in the afternoon. We are your home for local news and Timeless Hits, WRJN.
Bye.
radio station covers Racine's local news like we do. We've been doing it for 98 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. So let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Governor Evers is remembering the former state senator from the area that helped create the Brewers ballpark. George Petak, the former state senator whose vote kept Major League Baseball in Wisconsin, passed away at 75 after a battle with brain cancer. Petak's vote in 1995 reversed his initial stance and led to a recall from office in 1996. Governor Tony Evers praised Petak's legacy of service and integrity. Details about a memorial are pending. Public safety would be improved along with better fishing in that area. Those are some of the proposed benefits from a new program between the City of Kenosha and water use groups. Kenosha officials say stabilizing the mouth of the Pike River would help with issues of sediment building up and frequent damming. The project involves the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Initiative and the Root Pike Watershed Initiative Network. Organizers of the Racine County Tree Sale are still taking orders. The government-run program gives an opportunity for people to enhance their properties with low-cost trees and native prairie seeds. The sale runs through February with pickups in April at the Racine County Fairgrounds. There's more at RacineCountyTreeProgram.com. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Dense fog advisory for low visibilities through tomorrow morning. Cloudy, foggy, drizzle, and lows in the low 40s tonight. Cloudy with rain developing tomorrow, continuing through tomorrow night. A high in the mid 40s. Mostly cloudy on Saturday, high upper 40s. It's 42 right now.
Serves 100 ships a day, lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say brandy, fetch another round. She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say brandy, you're a fine girl. Silent town, and loves a man who's not around. She still can't hear him say, she hears him say, Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, I hope you had a very, very nice Christmas. Not surprisingly, people will forget the majority of the gifts they received. A survey found that more than half, 53%, of the gifts that people received last year have already been completely forgotten. These gifts aren't just forgotten, they're often unused. In fact, one in six gifts received will never be touched again or used after January 1st.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying.
Oh, now I look at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching me.
And we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the late Paul Harvey with archived episodes of the rest of the story. Brought to you by Racine Disc Center. Online at racinediscenter.com or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue. Paul Harvey, weekday mornings with Don Rosen at 7:25 and again at 12:05 with Dan Marcus. It's a timeless piece of history, twice each weekday on WRJN.
Seeing anything as much as I do you.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, it's Kurt Vollman. Well, here are a few things you may need to know before next week's New Year's celebration. The ball-lowering celebration in Times Square first took place in 1907. More than 1 ton of confetti drops in Times Square on New Year's Eve. In Denmark, there's a tradition of jumping off a chair at midnight on New Year's Eve to avoid having bad luck in the new year. The practice of making New Year's resolutions started some 4,000 years ago with ancient Babylonians. In Spain, people eat 12 grapes when midnight strikes on New Year's Eve. An Irish tradition on New Year's Eve involves adding an extra place setting to the table to pay tribute to loved ones who have passed away during the year. The new Chinese New Year is celebrated at a different time because it's based on the lunar calendar, not the Gregorian calendar. The Beatles auditioned for Decca Records on New Year's Day 1962, only to get rejected by that label. And in the TV special Happy New Year, Charlie Brown needs to finish his book report on War and Peace in order to attend Peppermint Patty's New Year's Eve party. And there's just a few things you need to do to celebrate a New Year's.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
It's game time. Hardy & Jensen is your MVP for home energy efficiency. Score big savings with triple pane windows and Energy Star rated doors, all qualifying for the Energy Efficient Home Improvement Credit. Choose from steel or fiberglass entry doors and aluminum storm doors, perfect for blocking high energy bills. Don't let rising costs blitz your budget. Visit their showroom on Highway 20 and Racine for your estimate. With Hardy & Jensen, your house always wins.
Hardy & Jensen, that's where you go.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Here she comes.
Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got a high heel shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got breakfast on a thing of nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's a devil with a blue dress on. Low head first. Number five, got to be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real plum singer and I like to my fat. Devil with a blue red song. She's a devil with a blue red song. Hey, I say now.
Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being Homeward Bound with me this afternoon. I will talk to you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Hope you have a great night. Stick around for CBS News at the top of the hour.
News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Heavy rain in Dallas has led to flooded streets and difficult driving conditions. CBS's Katie Weiss reports from Baytown, Texas.
Colliding with this normal, busy holiday travel, we're dealing with also some really severe weather threat for this area. We know that there's been some flash flooding in the Dallas area. We recently saw some videos of some tornadoes that have touched down in the Lone Star State. The Texas governor issuing a state of emergency, which is standard procedure when there is some severe weather.
Air travel has also been affected. MasterCard says holiday sales were up 3.8% overall this year, but it was a bit quiet on this day after Christmas. Reporter Jeremy Russ has the latest.
It's not that nobody's here, but it's far from the everyman for himself vibe of yesteryear.
I was already at a plaza, and the usual stores that are open at 7 a.m. were not open.
Barbara came back to Macy's to return a pair of slippers that just weren't quite right. I also ran into JJ. This time of year is like the Super Bowl for market researchers like himself. He says online retail has a lot to do